Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Here was the phrase that pops into my head as I'm listening. One of the beautiful things about us doing 2 to 6 is I think we get an opportunity to listen to a lot of you.
Lay back.
Right? Throughout the morning and the early afternoon. I think it helps us dip a toe in the water to where you're at. And the more I think, and it's not just our listeners, it's also the guests and the people just calling in, listening to everyone talk about this game. And I have decided that one phrase over everything else has completely overtaken the analysis of this matchup. And the phrase is recency bias. And it has me actually feeling maybe a little bit more optimistic today.
And tell the people what that means.
Okay, so I think that the Niners do have a very difficult assignment this weekend. There's no escaping that. But what recency bias in this particular case means is you're taking what happened last Saturday and last Saturday alone as the overwhelming only thing with which you are using to analyze this matchup. The Eagles played last weekend, but not really, because they sat a bunch of their people,
right?
And so that's a wipe away. The 49ers played the one seed in the NFC. They had a very hard time scoring the football against a team I think is actually a really bad matchup for them, but whatever. And all the people they were missing and whatever. We're not going to do that today. But you're taking last Saturday as overwhelming gospel in terms of who the 49ers are and what they will look like on Sunday. And I think that's a mistake.
It can be. It also could be very telling for who they've been all year. And if you want to look at all the defenses they faced and the best defenses, Seattle number one in points allowed, and you had a really hard time scoring against them both times. Yep. You got one win. Houston's number two, and you went and played Houston on the road, and you scored 15 points. And I think that was a Mac Jones special.
It was.
But still, I mean, I don't think that you had Kittle back yet either.
You
but
did not.
Your offense, you had Trent, and you may not have Trent this weekend. You should.
Questionable.
I'm sure he's going to fly, but you never know. And then you look at the other games you've played, and the teams you've played that are good defenses, Jacksonville, number 8 in points allowed. You struggled. You lost. So it's more for me than just recency bias. Yeah, Seattle, 3 points. That's not good. And it has everyone thinking, oh boy, the offense needs to put up 30 to win, and they couldn't even get a touchdown at home against Seattle. So yeah, the recency bias part of that I get. But for me, the overarching issue is that when you played good defenses, you really struggled, as everyone does.
Well, even that feels like small sample size, Steve. I mean, like, sure, you had a hard time scoring 20 points against Seattle in 2 games. But one of them feels like it was a lifetime ago. So, opening week was like, wow, these teams were all different then. Seattle was different then. We know the Niners were different. They had Nick Bosa and Fred Warner in that football game. So there's
and George Kittle.
Right.
For a half. But he was awesome early.
Even the Houston game. Yes, it was a Mac Jones game. That was before Halloween. And then how many of the other quote-unquote top defenses have they faced? I don't even know. Like, Jacksonville is a pretty good defense.
In scoring, they're number 8.
Yeah, the Rams are at times and in ways a pretty good defense, right? Where are they ranking?
Number 10.
Okay.
In points allowed.
Right, but you actually scored the ball pretty well against the Rams. I think you moved the ball well against the Jags. You had the unfortunate fumble there in the fourth quarter by Brock Purdy. You played Cleveland. Cleveland is a good defense.
Yep.
And where are they ranking?
In points, they are 19th.
Okay.
But if you want to look at yards per play, which I think is more accurate you know, when you throw a pick six, that ultimately is points allowed on your defense. But in yards per play, they're tied for 4th with Houston.
And I'm not saying you cut them up, but you beat them pretty good, and you scored 26 points in the game, and you won by double digits. So I think there are a lot of different answers, and I'm a firm believer in that coach's phrase that they always use, it's a week-to-week league.
Yeah.
And so this stuff looks different every week, and styles do make fights, and they spend all week grinding on matchups and looking at which players, where can they gain an advantage on the field. And so I'm not sitting here telling you that the Niner offense that we saw against the Bears is suddenly going to re-show up this weekend, but I also don't think the offense that we saw against the Seahawks is necessarily going to re-show up again. I think that when I listen to analysis of this football game, it sounds to me largely like people simply think last Saturday's Niners will show up, and how does that team win? And I just don't know that that's accurate at all.
They don't win is the answer. Like, if you score 3 points, you don't win.
Well, no, I don't mean just the results. I mean that, because that offense also, Christian had the ball at the one, and he kicked it.
Whatever. If you want to look at the last two games, that to me becomes the more interesting thing on recency bias. So against Chicago, a lesser defense, you were amazing.
Couldn't be stopped.
And yeah, you punted twice and you scored 6 touchdowns. And if it wasn't for a pick six that your guy threw,
yep,
then you probably win that by double digits. The offense was humming. Then you face Seattle 6 days later and your offense is not humming. So are you the Chicago offense, the Seattle offense, or somewhere in between? The answer is somewhere in between.
I would think.
But where in between? Are you in that 24 to 27 in between, or are you the 17 to 20 in between?
And it's not just a matter of, like, the points you score.
No, you're right. It's about how much you have the ball.
Well, it's do you have the lead? Are you coming from behind? It's about those little matchups, right? I think the middle of the field in this particular matchup is going to be important. The Eagles have really good, especially Quinyon Mitchell. They've got good corners. And the Niners always worry about the time that Brock Purdy has. I don't think this is, shotgun, look left, look right, go deep. Oh, wait, you're not even, they don't have speed receivers. I don't think Ricky's going to play. But the middle of the field, George, Christian, Juwan, I think you can make some money there. I think you can keep one of the reasons it was 13-3 is not because all the offenses sucked, but that game was over in 2.5 hours. Seattle runs the ball. You keep the clock moving. The Niners only had it for 20 minutes. That's the stuff. Stylistically, I want to know how this unfolds, and I feel like we're kind of going to war thinking automatically that it will look exactly like it did last Saturday, and I'm pretty sure it won't.
It won't, and I just wonder about the Philly defense, and we'll ask Greg Cosell that here in about 8 minutes about what they do. Is it similar to Seattle? Because what Seattle did was rush 4, we cover with 7, and even when you complete it, we're going to be there and we will tackle you. So is Philly more like that, or are they a defense that is more susceptible based on the scheme they play and what the Niners like to do?
So we really want to hear from you today. Do you think recency bias has overtaken our brains as we get ready for this matchup? Let's talk it out. 888-957-9570. Be patient, because Greg Cosell of NFL Films is joining us next. There is no better in-depth X's and O's breakdown of any matchup than this. So you're going to want to hear this.